Yeah. Eat, sleep, fantasy. You rocking with the best. NFL fantasy football podcast. We talking mock drafts, running backs. Better follow the conversation with Dale, Christian, and Armando. Screaming Eat Nation. We doing what we like. Tune in every week. Guaranteed we get it hype. Fantasy football enthusiasts. I know you plan to be joining us on Eat, Sleep, Fantasy. Yeah. Eat, Sleep, Fantasy. Eat, Sleep, Fantasy.
All right, everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Eat Sleep Fantasy Football Podcast, also known as the I Voted sticker of Fantasy Football Podcast. We are bringing it to you fast and furious this week. What is this, our third show?
Yeah, third show.
Already this week. We're going to keep rolling them out for your entertainment and pleasure. I don't know why everything I just said sounded so sexual. How you doing, Dale? I'm just going to do that because I need to move on.
Because you are so sexual. Welcome, everybody. Episode 239 episodes in. It's been a long time. We've been at it. And happy to bring you a fun, action-packed episode. This is going to be a real treat. This is a fantasy football podcast first. I don't know if it is, but definitely a first for us. It's not going to be a boring who to start, who to sit. It's not going to be who to pick up on waiver wire.
Like we don't normally do that.
Because we're not that podcast anymore. Ooh,
we're not that podcast anymore.
We are the fun.
I'm gonna put my I voted sticker back on. Hold on.
You know, I went to the polling place. I voted.
Who'd you vote for?
I didn't get a sticker.
Did you vote? Let me ask you an honest question. Did you vote for every member of the same party on your ballot?
By coincidence, yes. But I did do my research. Listen.
Hey, man. I pretty much did the same. Not entirely, but pretty much did the same. So, it's fine.
Look, I wasn't going to be that guy. But, like, reading all, like, the candidates and, you know, what they support and all that stuff, it was like, okay, yeah, check.
Was it the opposite of what I voted?
Probably.
Okay, just curious. You live in a different state. It doesn't affect me. It affects my brother.
That's true. Right. So, the only one I'm not sure, there's a soil and water conservation manager.
Dude, I didn't vote for that in Florida either. I left that one blank. Dude, I did my research on almost everything in the ballot. And then when that question came up, I was like, I don't remember this, and I just left it blank.
Yeah.
I think I only left two things blank and that was one of them.
I don't want to be responsible for a fuck up. And like, if I don't know, like, I'm not going to be the person who ruins it for everybody. So I was like, fuck it. I'm not doing it.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, I don't know if that's the right thing to do or not, but I was there. I was like, oh, should I just click one? Because I know there was some signs around my neighborhood for this one guy. And I was like, should I just do it because my neighbors are voting for him? I was like, nah, I don't know enough. So I just skipped it all together.
Yeah.
Anyways, today, guys, we are going to do something a little fun. Like I said, it's not going to be the normal stuff. We are going to play a couple game
shows.
Yeah, we're going to play a couple game shows here.
Starting with your favorite game, we're going to go through a couple pieces of news and play your favorite game.
Of course. Yeah, we're going to play 20 questions. We have a little bit of trivia and finish up with two truths and a lie.
Before that.
And before that, what's my favorite game?
Come on, man. The game that we play when we go through news.
Oh, yeah. Muy importante, and it doesn't matter.
Yes.
Love it. All right. Let's get into some news, and then we'll get into the fun.
And then finally, we got a game called Republican or Democrat. Nope, we're not playing. No, I'm sorry.
Okay. Isaiah Crowell, Republican or Democrat?
Really? Is that a serious question?
He is from... Where's he from?
Well... Come on.
He's from
Columbus,
Georgia.
Remember what he got in trouble for last year?
Oh, good point. Yeah.
This is not going to work out for us. That got really awkward really fast.
All right, let's move on. Okay, let's do
Geronimo Allison voted for Trump. I need to stop. I'm sorry. I'm very opinionated today. Yeah. Let's start with the news, man. Geronimo Allison placed on IR. Muy importante, or it doesn't matter?
It's muy importante.
Are you saying it like that because you're not going to put the drop in? Because I didn't hear a drop.
No, I am. I am. You're going to hear a drop right here. Here, listen.
Was there just a second of nothingness right there?
No,
I can't hear it on my end.
Look, I'll put it in again. There. Better?
I really don't know what to believe.
All right. Yeah, that definitely is more importante.
Okay. Thanks. Why is it more importante?
Listen, it's more importante because not only does MVS get... First of all, he was playing well enough to earn his own time anyways. And now with Allison definitely not playing... gets a huge bump for him, and is very important to have sustainable fantasy stats and sustainable play from MVS. He's a solid flex the rest of the season.
I'm going to give you his fantasy points per game in a standard league over the last 4 weeks. 12.8.
Who's?
Marquez Valdez-Scantling.
Okay.
By the way, the Valdez is spelled with an S, and it bothers me.
Yeah.
It's Valdez.
Valdez.
Okay, anyways, Marquez Valdez-Scantling. By the way, is he like some part Hispanic?
I'm looking up. He is from St. Petersburg, Florida.
That guy has an Hispanic mom. I'm gonna put money on that.
Yeah, I don't know. But keep going, and I will tell you in a second.
Mi gente. Okay, so that's two Spanish references so far in this show. At Detroit, 12.8. At home versus San Francisco, 10.3. LA, 10.5. And the last game, 10.1. So he's given you double-digit fantasy points each of the last 4 weeks. One of those, Allison was back, and he still gave you double-digit fantasy points. This is a standard league. I like him a lot moving forward. You've got Miami, Seattle, and then Minnesota over the next 3 weeks. I think Scantling is a top 24 wide receiver. Moving forward, is that too much?
I'd put him maybe low end, like 20 through 24, if anything. But I think maybe 20 through 30. Is that too much of a range? 25 through 30.
Listen, last 4 weeks, he had his bye. So this is just counting 3 weeks. Last 4 weeks, with his bye being one of the weeks, he's number 27. So, I think that he's solidly a wide receiver too, moving forward.
Okay.
Like, obviously, yeah. Allison is the guy. But if Green Bay wants to win, they need to stop messing around with that backfield and just fucking chuck it.
Yep.
Fair enough?
Yeah, fair enough.
Okay. All right, next piece of news here. Ready for it?
By the way, Valdez is his mother's name, and Scantling is his father's last name. He hyphenated, but I don't know where Valdez is from. Just giving you an update, okay? All right, because I can go way down the rabbit hole, but
okay. Read.
I am not going to pause the podcast.
That's what she said. Read the next piece of news about Nick Mullins, and I will do some research.
No, because now you're going to go, Wade, you totally just ignore me when you go into research. You don't even pretend. I'll talk for 5 minutes and you'll be like, what'd you say?
Read. Why are you like this?
You're the news guy.
But I...
Tell me, look, okay. Mullins is going to be the starter next week and probably for the rest of the season for the San Francisco 49ers. If you guys don't know John Chapman... At John,
without looking it up, what school did MVS go to?
South Florida. I just read his bio while you were going through everything.
Okay.
So, anyways, if you follow John at JL_Chapman, he did a complete like 10-minute video breakdown on on this kid, and he's put some good stuff on tape last week, some promising stuff, played pretty well. So how fantasy relevant is he going to have games like he did last week?
Mullins for MVP.
I think John thinks he does. He's better than anything that they've had so far outside Jimmy Garoppolo.
Okay.
So
I mean,
is this more importante or doesn't matter?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Read the next piece of news while I just read this article real quick on MVS.
I don't know what the next piece of news is.
Next piece of news is
you're talking like we prepped this and we have a.
I specifically gave you the three and only three pieces of news that we were talking about.
I don't remember it. Sometimes you have to drive the ship.
Amir Abdullah cut.
Oh yeah. I forgot about that. Amir Abdullah cut. I don't think this is. I don't think anybody really matters. It's. They're trying to get Kerryon Johnson more and more involved. Theo Riddick obviously is there. Theo Riddick seems like he might morph into more of, help out with the Golden Tate, the security blanket that Matthew Stafford had in Golden Tate. That's what Theo Riddick kind of might turn into, right? So Kerryon Johnson is going to be the lead runner, as we expected. And, And Abdullah is just not in the picture and never really was this season anyway. So
why the fuck can't I find anything on this dude's parents?
That's what I was doing for 5 minutes while you're talking about.
I don't care
about
his opinion on Shaquem Griffin. That's all I seem to find.
Yeah. I looked for something with his parents and it just like had like he was talking about his parents in an interview and just said, my dad,
Okay, anyways, yeah, this guy was cut. Super doesn't matter. Our level of matter in the stories went from it matters to it doesn't matter to why did we mention it?
Right. Mm-hmm. Shouldn't be in the news
section. Shouldn't be in the news section. I failed with this half-assed show prep. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. All right,
let's get into our game shows.
Yeah, that's what we're here for.
Right. Are you going to... What are you doing right now?
I just made up my game show theme song.
No, I'm doing a specific one.
Do it. That's it?
Yeah, you should be able to figure it out from that.
Do you know the rest of it, or are you just going to do a little sample?
No, just the sample. I know the rest of it. I'm not going to tell you the rest of it. That's part one.
Help me out.
By the way... I told Dale that I was going to drop a truth bomb on him and the audience if he accepted my trade. He has yet to do so, so blame him.
Yeah. Look, I'm feeling offers. I'm not just going to jump to the first person who offers a trade. So, sorry, buddy. Sorry.
Ba-ba-ba-ba. Come on, man. You know what that is.
I have no clue.
It starts with bum, 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 bum.
No, is this our first game show? Guess the sound. Nope, nothing.
Nothing. Trumpets. Ba-ba-ba-ba.
Ba-dum-dum-dum-dum. Nope. Got nothing, buddy. Sorry. What is it? Will you just tell me?
Family Feud. Oh. Name something that follows the word pork. That.
Chop.
Let's see.
Good answer. Good answer. Good answer. Good answer.
Cupine.
We should play a game show against another fantasy football podcast.
Okay. Let's get into the show.
Okay. All right. So I am going. Look, we're gonna play 20 questions, and the way this works is, and you guys can play along, whoever's listening. Stop. The way that this works is, you can ask 20 yes or no questions, and they can only be yes or no questions, and you only get 20 of them. And the 20th question has to be. All the questions can be, you know, is it Don Shula? Or whatever, and so you have to save at least one question to guess who it is. But if you think you know it is who it is by the 10th question, you could say, you know, is it Dan Marino? And then I could say yes or no. So you can ask pretty much any yes or no question, and I will answer it. I will do my best. Look, you might ask for some crazy yes or no questions, and I might just have to pass here and there. Like, you can't say, like, you know, I don't know, what elementary school do you go to? Or, no, I guess that's not even a yes or no question, so never mind. But you can't ask something. If I don't know it, I'm just going to have to pass it. I'm not going to do all the research and bore everybody. And you guys can play along. If you get these, reach out to us on social media or email us. I want to know how many people can get it before burrito. I have a feeling a lot of people can. So be honest. If you guys are listening and you can figure it out.
Are you only going to do stuff from this season?
Well, those are questions that you can ask. You know, you can ask for this season. I'll just tell you right now.
If you do the last 5 seasons, I'm going to get it before the audience. If you do like ever in the NFL before I start.
No. I'll do current NFL players. Okay. I'll tell you that much.
Cool.
All right, NFL
players.
Yeah,
but you can say that, but if you give me like a Frank Gore stat from when he started in like 2002.
No, I'm not going to give you anything. It's only yes or no question.
By the way, when did Frank Gore start playing in the NFL? 2003, 2004?
Probably 2000. No, because he's my age. So probably 2004. No. Yeah, probably 2004.
I know he was on the 2000 and 2001 Miami Hurricanes. So. Right.
So maybe 2002. Yeah. Okay. All right. So let's start off question one. What is it, Christian?
His inaugural season was 05. In his 14th NFL season. Okay, so
question
one. A specific player, right?
A current NFL player.
All right.
Question one.
Mm-hmm.
It'll keep it going so people don't get bored.
Are they currently in the top 24 in their position in fantasy?
Yes.
Is that position quarterback?
That is the second question, and it's no.
Is that position running back?
That's the third question, and it's a yes.
This is gonna
shit. I didn't really think this one. I should have. I didn't want to go too obscure, but okay.
Do they play in the NFC? Three questions.
The NFC.
In 2018, do they play in the NFC?
I always get the, I think so. Hold on.
Really?
Let me see. Dude, I get,
you don't know,
I get
the conferences
the,
of all conferences. The teams off the top of your head?
No, I don't.
That's a shame.
Is that bad?
That is very
a shame.
Bad. You should know that.
Hold on. I'll tell you.
Like, not just the division. You don't know the conference.
Sorry. That's, wait, what was your question?
Are they in the NFC?
No. That's 4 questions.
So they're in the AFC. Okay. Are they in the AFC East?
Well, why are you asking me these questions? I don't know the... hold on. No. And that is, what, the 5th question?
Yep. Are they in the AFC West?
No.
Are they in
That's a 6.
The AFC South?
No. So that is the 7th question. You have 13 more.
Okay.
Ask like some fantasy questions or something, like, Jesus.
Yeah, I was just trying to limit it down a little bit.
Just go. You have.
I got a question for you. Did they miss any games due to injury this year?
Yes.
I already know who it is.
Jesus Christ. This sucks. This game sucks. Well, you want to ask a question and I'll tell you who it was?
Does he wear orange and black in his uniform?
Yes.
Did he punch a woman in college?
Okay, you know who it is. Well, that was boring. Can I pick another one? Can we just do two right in a row and then we'll go to your game?
Dude, you didn't even get to 10 questions.
I know. That's bad. Well, I think I could have went more obscure, you know. And this time I will, and you're going to okay, so for those playing along, I'm talking about Joe Mixon. All right. I got one here.
Do you want to alternate games?
Sure, sure, and then we'll
my
go back to this
game. My
game
is trivia,
after.
Okay? Dale, over the last 4 weeks, after Patrick Mahomes and Cam Newton won two at the quarterback position in fantasy, who is third in scoring, in QB scoring, over the last 4 weeks?
Over the last 4 weeks. Okay, I'm just trying to think of who hasn't had a bye. Andrew Luck just came off a bye, because I would guess him, because he's been playing pretty well. Kirk Cousins had a bad week, so it's not him. Big Ben hasn't had, and he's played okay. Deshaun Watson has had a couple decent games. I will go... Oh, I bet you... Cam Newton?
I just said it's after Patrick Mahomes and Cam Newton.
Oh, did you? Dang it. Yep. Okay. So after them, I would probably say, let's say Big Ben.
No, Big Ben is not in the top 10 because he had a bye week in there.
Oh, good point. Okay. Tom Brady.
Also not him. Did not have his bye week, but... He was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8th over the last 4 weeks.
Wow. Jared Goff?
Jared Goff is 4th, just behind this guy, Mitchell Trubisky.
Interesting.
And so I think it's interesting, not only that, but...
He's had his bye,
These are his 4 weeks since the bye. And the week before the bye was the week that he scored 55 fantasy points, 354 passing yards, 6 touchdowns, and 53 rushing yards. He is doing it all. And over the last 4 weeks, only Cam Newton has more rushing yards at the quarterback position. You're talking about 16 touchdowns passing over the last 4 weeks. I'm sorry, over the season, sorry. And only Cam has more rushing yards on the season at the quarterback position. He has more than Deshaun Watson, more than Dak Prescott, more than Marcus Mariota, more than Blake Bortles. So, Trubisky, rest of season, top 10 quarterback, safely?
Top 10, I think so, yeah. I like that offense, and I have, and they're kind of coming into their own now with Jordan Howard. I mean, I know he scored a couple of touchdowns, and I do think he's a sell high. Just wanted to mention that. But, I mean, I think this offense is moving along pretty well. I like it.
Right.
And, I mean, if Allen Robinson can get going, and I mean, we still don't really know, but if he can get going, he could be a really serviceable weapon on that offense as well.
You've got Robinson. So. You've got Taylor Gabriel.
Yeah.
You've got Tariq Cohen. You've got Anthony Miller. You've got enough at the skill positions, not to mention Trey Burton and obviously Jordan Howard. You have so many options that I don't think Mitchell Trubisky is anything special at all. But he's surrounded by good talent, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So rest of season, I mean, right now, overall, even after having his bye already, quarterback 11 on the season. I think he's a top 10 guy for the rest of the season. That's why I wanted to bring him up.
Yeah, I do. I do too. All right. So the score is 45 to 50.
for it?
You're barely in the lead.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the some sort of governor race or something here in Florida.
No.
I was about to get worried.
All right, let's play Two Truths and a Lie. We tried to do this last time and I kind of fucked it up, but I know what I'm doing now. All right, so I will give you two truths and a lie. You have to figure out which one of these three statements are a lie. There's going to be two truths in it and one lie, okay?
Okay.
The first statement.
Sounds doable.
Without looking this up, so close your eyes. All right, shut off your computer.
Okay, hold on. I'm just looking up the governor race real quick. Not distracted at all.
Yeah, I know. All right, really so nice. The first statement is Saquon Barkley leads running backs in targets. The second statement is...
Would you start with the lie? I don't think you would start with the lie, but okay.
The second statement is James White is in the lead or tied for most receiving touchdowns.
For most what?
Most receiving touchdowns.
Oh, man. These sound... Okay, and what's the last one?
And the last one is...
That one, like, super sounds true, by the way. Most receiving touchdowns at the running back position, right?
Right, okay. Yes. Right. And the last statement is... Carlos Hyde is in the top 10 in rushing touchdowns.
Oh, man. I don't know enough about Carlos Hyde.
Oh, there's two truths and a lie in there. So, which one is there one that you know for sure is the truth?
I know the James White one is true. I know that one's true for sure. So it just comes down to Saquon Barkley and Carlos Hyde. Hyde started off the year hot. You said top 10 in rushing touchdowns. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna try to rattle off 10 guys and see. Okay, so ahead of him has to be Gordon, Hunt, Kamara, Gurley, obviously. That's mm-hmm. four. Connor.
Talking about rushing touchdowns, not total touchdowns now.
Yeah, all those guys have...
Okay, I'm just clarifying.
Gurley has what, 11, 12? Hunt has like 7. Gordon has 7. I have no idea where Kamara and Connor are at, but I know it's up there.
Okay.
The Barkley one doesn't sound right. I know he has a ton of receiving yards. I think he might be leading the league in receiving yards, maybe. But I don't think targets, so I'm going to go with that's the lie.
Okay. That is true. Saquon Barkley is not the leading target getter. James White has 81 targets compared to Saquon Barkley's 71. Barkley, as much as he's been kind of force-fed, he doesn't even lead the league in receiving yards. That is, again, James White.
Okay.
So.
Okay. I thought Barkley had the receiving yards, but yeah. Okay. To be fair,
you would think so. I mean,
to be fair, Barkley just had his bye.
Right. True. He has one less game than James White.
Less game.
Mm-hmm. But he has the same amount of games played as Christian McCaffrey and has a ton more targets.
Okay.
He has more targets than Alvin Kamara.
So I'm not sure if you're trying to boost James White in this argument or boost Saquon Barkley. How many rushing touchdowns does Carlos Hyde have?
5.
Okay.
There's a bunch of people with 5. Yeah, I think so. And there's a bunch of people with 5. So, I think my main... thing, I kind of brought this up a couple times. James White kind of sneakily, if you own him, it's not a very sneaky pick, but James White has been playing very well. 10 total touchdowns for James White. Not a huge ball carrier, only 60 attempts for 235 yards, but you know, man, all this receiving is unbelievable.
He is a top 531 yards right now, but. Let's remember who was running the ball the last 2 weeks, Cordarrelle Patterson. This week, They play Tennessee. Sonny Michel will be back, and then they have a bye after that. So how good are you feeling about James White moving forward? Because I think he comes down to earth a little bit and goes to like RB standard, right? And a PPR, just fucking roll him out every week. He is a RB1 rest of season. But in a standard, I think you're going to start to get a little disappointed because you're going to start seeing 15, 20, 30 rushing yards and 50 receiving yards as opposed to what you've seen in the past. And you kind of have to hope for touchdowns at that point.
Right, right. You know, it's been pretty steady. I mean, since week four, he's had, you know, pretty much a round off here. 70, 80, 50, 60, 80 yards, 70 yards receiving. So it's kind of been pretty steady. And I know Michelle's been sprinkled in there with that. But with a fully healthy Sony Michelle, you expect James White's snap count to go down. Hence, you know, leading to less opportunity for James White. So I get that. A little, it takes a little ding the more he's involved, for sure.
Okay. All right. Okay. Next.
All right. Next, what game we are going to play? We're going to do 20 questions.
Do I? You want me to do one of my games?
If you want.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, because I just did a game, right? You want to do 20 questions with me?
I just want you to name the top five quarterbacks so far. Tight ends so far this year. Number one's easy.
Yeah, number one is Travis Kelce.
No. Give me the next five because I think there's three surprises in this group. The next four.
Okay. I don't think Gronk is going to be in it.
He's not.
Yeah. Okay. I think the one of the more obvious choices is Zach Ertz.
Yep.
Is he
he's
in
number
there?
Three.
Right. Okay. George Kittle has a couple big weeks. I think that maybe boosted him. I mean, the tight end position isn't very competitive, so I'm going to just throw George Kittle in there.
Number two.
Oh, nice. Okay, so 1, 2, 3. 4, 5
Kittle
is going to be interesting.
Consistently good, by the way.
Yeah.
He's two dud weeks, and everything else has been pretty good.
Right, right, right. Man. I am going to roll with... He had a slow start, but maybe Austin Hooper got in there somehow?
No, Austin Hooper is 9 on the year.
Okay. I don't think it's going to be Trey Burton. I don't think it's going to be...
Trey Burton is 7.
Okay, it's not going to be David Njoku.
David Njoku is 11.
Okay, so I'm going the wrong direction here. Jared Cook has had a couple of good games. I know he was up there, but I think his bad—I don't know if the bad games were enough to drop him. I know at one point he was like 3 or 4. Okay, I'll say Jared Cook.
Number 6. I'm sorry, Jared Cook. All right, I'm giving you one more guess.
I'm getting
to
closer.
One of these last two guys.
Who am I missing? Well, after last week, I think he had 2 touchdowns. Are we counting this past week? Okay. O.J. Howard.
Yes, number 5.
With his 2 touchdowns. That had
a kind of one of the guys that I want to talk about, but let me give you one more guess to get the last guy.
I have no clue. I've run out of people. I don't think it's Jimmy Graham. I don't think it's Gronk.
And this other guy is just because I wanted to S my D. Does that help?
No. Eric Ebron.
Yeah, man.
That's pretty crazy, actually. That's surprise. I think Ebron is more surprising than O.J. Howard being in the top 5.
Ebron is leading all tight ends with 7 touchdowns.
Okay, let me look up Eric Ebron's stats.
Not doing great in receiving yards, but he is leading all tight ends in touchdowns.
Crazy. Looking back at Eric Ebron, his last 5 games, he has scored 5 touchdowns. Pretty impressive. Yep. Pretty
good. 2 out of his 8 games where he hasn't scored a touchdown.
So, okay, I guess let's talk a little bit about Eric Ebron and Jack Doyle here.
A huge part of this, obviously, is Doyle is coming back, or came right. back. Doyle outpaced him in this last game. But Ebron still scored a touchdown. So,
are we starting Jack Doyle over Eric Ebron?
I'm not.
Right? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Looks like Jack Doyle had 7 targets, 6 receptions for 70 yards and a touchdown last week
Ebron
against Oakland.
Is the number one target when you get into the red zone, inside the 10.
And I think so, huh?
Yeah. I think that's his main use. And so what you look for in a tight end, obviously if you're outside of the elite guys like Travis Kelce, Rob Gronkowski, is you want a guy that scores touchdowns. So I think that's Eric Ebron. But even more so than that, a guy that I think is going to finish the year, he's number 5 right now, finish the year in the top 3 that we have to talk about, O.J. Howard.
Yeah, Ryan Fitzpatrick likes him, man.
But he's been quarterback-proof also. Like,
yes.
It has not mattered who's throwing the ball to him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He has given you at least – listen – what do you want from your tight end position? You want at least 5 points with the hope for double-digit points, right? You don't want a guy to go out there and give you a donut. You don't want him to give you nothing. Right. He scored at least 5 points in every game this season. Granted, he didn't play that one game, but that's it. Everything else, 5.4, 15.6, 7.2, 12.2, 6.7, 12.8, 17.3.
Look, the magic number for tight ends is around 6 points per game.
Yeah, if you,
and that'll put you around the top 12 of tight ends.
If you go by that, he's giving you that in 7 out of his 8 games.
Yeah, that's pretty solid.
Super solid. And if I'm talking about who I would want to have after Travis Kelce rest of season, O.J. Howard is number 2. If I'm doing my rest of season tight end rankings, and that's really the reason why I wanted to play this game, because, like, obviously, when he was drafted, we see, Cameron Brate's there, and obviously, you know, we didn't buy in season 1, but season 2, O.J. Howard is clearly the guy to own in an offense that is so pass heavy, like they cannot run the ball for shit. So, you gotta roll with O.J. Howard every single week.
Yep, every week. I agree. All right,
give me your game.
All right.
2 truths and a lie was fucking hard, by the way.
Let's do 20 questions, and I'm going to make this a little more difficult for you. Okay. So let me just pull this up here. I got a couple different things going on. Okay. Go ahead and I'll open and link a new tab. Just 1 second. All right, go ahead and start your questions.
Start my questions, huh? Okay. Does he or she I'll give you a good one. You ready? In a standard scoring league, has this person scored at least 150 fantasy points already this season?
No.
Fuck. Okay, is this person a tight end?
No.
Is this
question 3?
No, that was 2.
Yeah, you're on question 3.
I'm on 3. Don't mix it up. Is this person a wide receiver? I'm going to do the same thing that I did last time.
Yes.
Wide receiver. Is this person top 24 at their position?
No.
God damn it.
You're not going to get me this time.
Is this person 25 through 48 at their position?
Yes. So you have 15 questions left.
Wait, that was 5. That was, how many questions was that?
That's 5 questions so far.
So I have, why would I have 15 left? I have 16 left.
You asked 5 questions.
Right.
Okay.
Not 15 left. Yeah, you're right. See, you messed me up. Bad at math. Quick maths. Okay. 25 through 48. Is it Keenan Allen?
No. Wouldn't that be crazy if it was? All right. You have 14 left.
Is this person on IR?
No. You have 13 left.
I was trying to mix it up a little bit and have some more fun with it.
Sure.
Was this person traded this season?
No.
Damn.
13 questions
left.
That was
only two guys, but they both fit that sample size. I think I know Gordon's in there, but I don't know. Oh my goodness. Where's Tate at for the season? He's in the top 24, right?
No.
No?
Well, it depends if you're talking about standard.
Tate's not in the top 24?
Not in standard.
That's surprising. Where is he in standard?
27.
Interesting. All right. Is he in the AFC?
No. 12 questions left.
Is he in the NFC East?
NFC East. No. 11 questions left.
Is he in the NFC West?
No. 10 questions left.
Is he in the NFC South?
Yes. 9 questions left.
Oh, boy. NFC South. NFC South. Is he a rookie?
No. 9 questions left.
Oh, boy. I'm scared. NFC South, 25
you have 9 questions.
Through 48, not a rookie, so it's not Calvin Ridley, it's not Tre'Quan Smith.
Okay, keep going.
I'm trying to think of a question that'll do good at this point because I'm getting worried. Is he on a team that is above 500?
Yes, 8 questions left.
So it's the Saints or the Panthers. Top 24. It's not Ridley. I mean, not top 24. 24 through 48. Not Ridley. Not Tre'Quan. But it's... Wait, I said Saints or Panthers. Saints or Panthers... Let's just limit it down to this. Does he play for the Panthers?
Yes. 7 questions left.
Okay. So it has to be Devin Funchess.
Yep. Okay. Good job. All
right.
I think you're too good at this game. I don't think I would have gotten
there's
that.
A lot of questions. Maybe I would have. To like cut everything into
yeah.
in half.
Yeah.
There's only 32 teams, exactly. man. Like, once you identify the team, it's easy.
The division, once you get the division, yeah.
And then, like, I even went, like, that division is split into two sides where it's easy to, like, just, you know, have questions that keep splitting it in half.
Right. Okay, we have time for one more game.
All right, let me do that same game. That was fun, actually. I want to do it the other way around.
Okay, all right. You tell me when you're ready. By the way, while you're getting ready, I do want to remind everybody, if you want to go to Eat Sleep on Twitter, at Eat Sleep FF, you follow us on there. You can go to our Facebook private group, just sign up for it on our website, $5 for the year. And then you can go to our website, eatsleepfantasy.com.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. All right. God, I'm going to lose this.
No, you're going to win.
Okay.
I believe in you, man.
Let's see. Is this... is it a wide receiver?
No.
Is it a tight end?
No. This is terrible radio.
Is it a quarterback?
No.
Is it a running back?
Yes, I should have made it a kicker.
Yeah, I know.
And then, like, not even an active kicker. I wanted to be, like, really mean and just, like, make it a free agent player that hasn't signed.
Okay.
And make it, like, impossible. All
right.
Free agent kicker that kicked, like, 4 years ago.
It is a running back. Mm-hmm. Is it a running back ranked outside the top 24?
Yes.
Okay. Is it a running back ranked inside the top 50? No. Bro, you cannot do this.
You son of a bitch.
Okay. All right. Okay, let me break it down. Are they in AFC?
No. How many questions is that?
I think that's seven.
I lost track. Okay.
You keep track. Seven. You keep track.
Right. That's fine. Let's just say seven. I'm going to go with it.
All right. So they're in the NFC then.
Maybe.
Because I asked about the AFC. Well, I asked if they're in the AFC. So.
Okay.
All right. Are they in the NFC East?
Yes.
Okay. So it's Redskins, Eagles, Cowboys, or Giants. Okay. And it's a running back. We can go with, let's see, is it, okay, well, I'll just do this. Do they play for the Redskins?
Yes.
Okay, I like where I'm going. So it's a running back that plays for the Redskins. Let's see.
That's it, the game's over. They've only got four running backs, like, the game's over.
Yeah, right, that's true. Samaje?
No.
Okay. Rob Kelly.
No. That's 10.
Who else? Who else do they have? And then they have Chris Thompson, Adrian Peterson.
That's 12. No. That's 12 questions.
What the fuck? Who else is?
Do you give up?
No. Shut up. Who else do they have? Chris Thompson, Rob Kelly, Samaje Perine, Capri Bibbs.
That's 13.
You motherfucker. Why did you do this to me? Really, it's not. It's not any of these people.
No, man. Do you give up?
No, don't give up. I'm trying to think of another. They have way more than. A running back for the Redskins.
I'm going to put you on a timer.
Okay.
You have 1 minute to figure it out.
Dude, I don't know any other running back for the Redskins.
I put a timer on.
Why would you do this to me?
I cannot believe you've limited it to running back for the Redskins, and you're not going to get it. You've got 45 seconds.
Okay. I might just give up because I have no clue. Well, actually, I could just look up Redskins depth chart, but I don't want to.
No, that's cheating.
I know, that's what I'm going to say. It's cheating, but I'm going to do it anyways. It better be an actual player. Okay, who else? No, I give up. Who else is a running back for the
Darius
Redskins?
Darius Geis, man.
Oh, you might.
Why are you so bad at this game?
You knew I wouldn't remember.
You traded for him today. What the fuck, man? You literally traded for him today.
You got me. That was more of a joke.
No, it's not. I did this for a reason. This is the time of year that if you're kind of starting to fade out of it in a keeper league, right? Maybe not a dynasty because you're not going to get Darius Geis in a dynasty league for free.
Right.
But in a keeper league, there might be a lot of players out there that are available for free. And this is the time to start checking if you're kind of out of it to see what's out there and available. Also, if you've already kind of secured your playoff position, this is the time of year to preemptively start grabbing some of those handcuffs. I know it's early, but if you're kind of already locked up, you don't need too much depth, you have the space on your bench, you don't have to worry as much about not having great fill-ins for bye weeks. Start grabbing your handcuffs. Start grabbing that extra defense that's going to be available for weeks, 13, 14, 15 and 16, and really start making that early preemptive playoff push. That's for you bye week playoff teams. And that was my reason for bringing up Darius Geis.
Yeah. You little trickster.
Was it good? Did I do good? Mm. Proud of me, Mom?
Did okay.
I mean, what? Sorry.
All right. By the way, if you guys are playing along and beat me or Christian, you probably beat me on the last one. How many people actually got Geis? How many people are screaming at their radios to call me an idiot? I don't think Rob Kelly's even playing for the team anymore. I don't know.
I don't think so.
I couldn't think of anybody else. So, anyways, again, guys, we appreciate you listening. I hope you enjoyed this quick, not even a quick episode, but I hope you enjoyed the episode. We love you guys. Miss you guys.
We spent like 40 minutes playing 20 questions.
I think the 20 questions, I think people actually like can actually play along too. Okay. We need to do more trivia. We should have done one more trivia.
Okay, I got you. Got you. You ready? You ready?
Okay, this is a bonus.
You ready? Bonus question. Bonus question.
What?
Okay.
Okay.
Who's the number one running back over the last 4 weeks?
Todd Gurley.
No. Why are you so bad at this?
James Conner?
No.
Am I that bad?
Yes.
Last 4 weeks. I don't know who.
Get one more guess. What?
Kareem Hunt.
Yes, of course it's Kareem Hunt.
What do you mean, of course?
Of course it's
Kareem. Like it couldn't be.
He's outscored Todd Gurley.
Couldn't be Todd Gurley.
1 point. One fantasy point. I just wanted to point that out there just to make you yes. feel bad.
Look, I like Kareem Hunt.
Do you?
You don't have to make me feel bad.
Do you actually?
I didn't like him last year because he hit a wall and couldn't perform when you needed him to perform. But he showed up this season, and I actually like him.
He's going to get hurt now. Thanks.
Pick up Spencer Ware. That's my.
If I told you to name the top five running backs over the last 4 weeks, could you?
Over the last 4 weeks?
Yeah.
Hunt, Gurley, Connor. And
top five. You got two more. You just did them in exact order so far.
Did I?
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. I don't know who.
James White, your boy.
Sure.
And then number five, Latavius Murray.
Very interesting.
Yep.
Dalvin Cook.
You know how many weeks ago I dropped Latavius Murray? Five.
Of course.
I dropped him 5 weeks ago. He has put up a top five running back performance over the last 4 weeks with
crazy.
21, 20, 15, and 10 fantasy points.
Nuts. And now he means
and
nothing.
Now he's going to want to buy, and he'll be useless.
Yep.
Yep.
All right, guys. Again, thanks for listening. And hopefully, look, this is three episodes. We're working overtime for you.
Yep.
Maybe we'll put up I can talk Christian into doing a live episode later this week. I don't know.
That's going
to keep
happen.
An eye out. All right, guys. Talk to you later. For Christian Brito, my name is Dale.
DFS.
We will talk to you soon. Oh, yeah. Dynasty, DFS and Dynasty podcast. Don't forget, Church Forum on Twitter and on iTunes and everywhere you can.
More.
What?
On our website. What can you find?
Oh, yeah. $5 lineups.
Dude, why?
I've checked out.
You've already checked out of the show. Let me do this part, okay?
It's like I'm halfway out the door. I'm clocking out already, and you're asking me to do more work.
If you're a guy that plays Daily Dynasty, check out the $5 lineups on our website, easilyfantasy.com. Not only can you get the $5 weekly lineups, but if you sign up for the rest of the year, which includes now through the Super Bowl lineups, they've been hitting on all of those, that entire rest of year package is $40. That's it. So get yourself some pretty much guaranteed money at this point with those $5 lineups. Play those 50-50s, make your money. Also, you want to be a part of Eat Nation, subscribe, click that big subscribe to Eat Nation button. Subscriptions start at $5 and you'll get access to things like the Eat Nation private group and other stuff.
Yep. If you purchase a whole, for the rest of the year, DFS lineups, which is like over a dozen lineups a week, if you purchase the rest of the season lineups, it's $40 and then you get into our private group for free. So that's just a little bonus for you. For Christian Brito, my name is Dale. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you later.
Yeah. Eat, sleep, fantasy, you rocking with the best. NFL fantasy football podcast. We talking mock drafts, running backs, better follow. The conversation with Dale, Christian, and Armando. Screaming Eat Nation, we doing what we like. Tune in every week, guaranteed we get it hype. Fantasy football enthusiasts, I know you plan to be. Joining us on Eat, Sleep, Fantasy. Yeah, Eat, Sleep, Fantasy. Eat, Sleep, Fantasy.